News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, there has been a sharp rise in addictive behaviours like gambling, gaming, endless scrolling and overspending. That is the warning today from St John of God's Research Foundation's annual conference. And Professor Colin O'Gara, Head of Addiction Services at St John of God's Hospital and Clinical Professor of Psychiatry at UCD, joins us. Good morning to you, Colin. Those addictive behaviours you're talking about, many people who are listening this morning are engaged in them and don't see them as addictions. So explain why this is of concern.
Hiya, Ciara. Yeah, I mean, it won't be a concern for many people. So really, the traditional dividing line in terms of developing problems is about 80%, 20%. So that applies for all addictions, including the use of substance.
What do you mean by that? Is 80% of people who drink are grand, 20% of people who drink over dependent on alcohol, and that's the same with these behaviours. Is that what you're
correct.
Saying? Okay.
Correct. You enter a spectrum of harm.
Okay.
And with gambling, we in and around 3% we think are severely affected. An at-risk group, we're up around 7%. And then a recent Pete Lunn et al. Study from the ESRI suggested that 1 in 5 of the population will have very minor effects of gambling. So it's on a spectrum. It's not a dichotomy. What we're looking at with this conference, Ciara, is we're getting people, key stakeholders together, including the CEO of the Gambling Regulatory Authority, the new authority, to look at how we can help people with these issues. Like, there's no question that people are attending us with gambling, gaming, internet overuse and compulsive buying issues. They're highly stigmatized issues. You know, people don't want to talk about them. They're certainly not telling their friend groups that they have these issues. But we need to look at how we define them, how we classify them, and what kind of evidence-based treatments we can provide for people.
Okay. It seems to me on that list, the gambling, gaming, scrolling, excessive shopping, etc., technology has a fundamental role in all of those, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So when I would have started here in, say, 2006, late 2006, I mean, I came across from London with a primitive, you wouldn't call it a smartphone, and these issues didn't exist. So these issues have come about really as a result of the sophistication of not only the device, but also the internet connection. If you look at gambling in particular, the suite there of products that you know, from the early 2000s to now, it's completely different. I mean, the online product there is completely different. Kids gaming, if you look at Fortnite or Roblox,
yeah,
that is completely different to what kids were playing, you know, in my day, Pac-Man or Space Invaders.
Would it be fair to say the tech companies have refined their product to make it more addictive, in the same way that nicotine is more addictive than some other substances that are a bit addictive, that tech has now refined itself so that the dopamine hit is hitting harder and in a manner in which it's more addictive. They're actually marketing this at us, aren't they?
Absolutely. And the product is more addictive. And you're spot on in terms of the dopamine effect. Again, coming back to that 80%, 20%, there's scientific underpinnings here are that individuals who are prone to develop addiction have different neural circuitry to the 80% who don't have those issues. And when they're exposed to these highly and more addictive processes, they develop addiction versus the others.
Okay. So what can or should be done? Because I suspect there are people listening this morning, and I know myself, I don't know what bit of the 80 or the 20 I fall into, but I know sometimes I think, why? I was on my phone for ages last night. Why did I do that? Or I know myself that I end up buying some rubbishy thing that I certainly don't need because I've seen an ad for it pop up or whatever. So I think lots of us kind of know we do this to some extent. What needs to happen, and how do people identify the significance of the problem that they may or may not have?
Yeah, I mean, that's a super question. I mean, in the first instance, if you're not, you know, if you don't have a history of addiction or you're not likely to develop addiction, don't have a family history of addiction, it's unlikely that you're going to develop these issues. I mean, it comes into the harm minimization piece in terms of taking yourself away, taking breaks and all that, and being aware. I mean, I think at the same time, like particularly in terms of gambling, there's the education piece, particularly with kids in schools. I mean, it is a, you know, to get the message out that these products, and this applies to gaming and internet overuse as well, which is more emerging, these issues are harmful. I think that this is the message that hasn't got out to date. And the regulatory authority which is in now, this is an opportunity to have national campaigns in terms of our use of not only gambling, gaming and so on, but the phone in general, yeah. You know, because, you know, I think we all find ourselves, you know, losing 10 minutes here and there. You know, and I think that's really.
But what if you're losing 4 hours? Is one of the key
and that's
things,
what.
Isn't
would, that's
Can I ask you a last question, Colin? Just in terms of, you know, the phone and its role in all of this, do we know the answer to this question? The younger that you end up online scrolling and engaging with these kinds of sort of addictive compulsive behaviours. Is there an association with the younger you start doing this, the more vulnerable you are to these addictions?
That's our sense, Ciara, but in terms of hard evidence at the moment, I don't have that evidence. But I mean, it tallies with alcohol, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There's a sense that if you expose kids, this idea in the continent, maybe in France, that you give somebody or give a teenager, it's okay to give a teenager a drink at the table. Our sense here in Northern Europe is the longer you delay that, the better. So I can't see why that wouldn't apply to tech.
Look, thank you very much for joining us. Really interesting conversation. And I suspect many people out there this morning kind of going, I think I'm in the 20%, not the 80%. That is Dr. Colin O'Gara, their head of addiction services at St. John of God's Hospital and professor of psychiatry in UCD.
Now, still.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.